have 15 counties to canvass. A man said to me, I have 11 weekends in which to do it. But I've done a good bit of work before Christmas. I'm not a stranger to Donegal or indeed Roscommon, Leitrim, Sligo, Galway and all those new counties that I will now have to canvass. And I'm also looking after the counties that remain from my old constituency, Louth, Meath, Laois, Offaly, Kildare. So, look, it's going to be a huge challenge geographically. And a huge challenge in terms of politics and the issues that people want to discuss. But look, we're through convention, we've work to do, and we're just going to get on with it.
How are you and Jim Higgins going to work together in terms of vote management?
Well, we work very well at a European Union level. My view of this idea of vote management, I'm about vote maximising. I think we cannot at this stage say, you know, this county is yours and the other is mine. I think that's a wrong strategy. I believe it was wrong in my last election that I ran in. We didn't get two seats when we could have. I believe this time out we're challenging for 2 out of 4. And I think the only way we will achieve that is that we canvass the entire area. I do not intend to canvass Mayo because that's Jim's home patch. But I do think that we owe it to the people who will be voting for us, the people we will be asking for support to come into those counties. But let's be frank about it. There's not an awful lot of time. I have still my work to do in Europe, so I will be out of the country for at least 3 or 4 days every single week up until the elections. And it will have to be canvassed, the territory, in the remainder of the time. So we're not, quite frankly, going to get around all of it. But I do intend, out of respect to the voters, and to my commitment to getting not one but two seats, to be ever present in this new constituency of Midlands North West. I think it is the only way we will achieve our targets.
The worry now is, from your point of view, that the electorate will be seeking to give the government a bloody nose, in a sense, to turn this into a referendum on domestic policy. If that is the case, getting two seats under the Fine Gael banner, it could be very, very difficult in this current climate.
Well, I think you're right when you point out that we are part of government. We have come into power at a very difficult time economically, and we've taken hard decisions to restore our economic governance. We have shaken off the troika. We are seeing a restoration of growth, steady but slow. We are beginning to see recovery in terms of job creation. So we have a good story to tell, but there is no doubt about it, not just in Ireland, but across Europe. Voters are disenchanted. They're disenchanted with how Europe has been and indeed in their own countries what has happened. So we will be challenged, as we should be, on the doorsteps. But I suppose I'm pragmatic insofar as I believe in speaking the truth to people. I believe in working with people who vote for us, regardless of their viewpoint. I'm working hard on their behalf now, and I intend to continue doing that. But yes, we will be questioned, as we should be. My view is that this government, under the leadership of Enda Kenny, has taken hard decisions because they were necessary, and they will yield results for our people and for the younger generation, because the key focus, in my view, is on jobs, jobs and jobs, beginning and end.